Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When the angels had left the shepherds and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts, so as to be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Now, I preached twice about the shepherds over Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and I'll be preaching on the shepherds again next week. So I'm going to leave the shepherds alone just for today and just think about the circumstances we're in life, that is the year end. The end of the year is a natural time to reflect on what has happened, and we look forward to the future. I don't know if you keep a diary or not, but if you do, it's always interesting to think to look back in the diary and you're reminded of things that have taken place. Undoubtedly, moments of optimism and joy, and moments of concern, worry, or sadness. Through television and social media, the reviews of the year can be seen and read. Some good news, and a lot of bad news too. As I looked back over the year through the BBC website, earthquakes, wildfires, ongoing conflicts being significant events. And for some, even the storms in this last week will have made 2023 a bad year. In fact, on one particular evening we watched the news together, I thought, my goodness, this is quite depressing actually. Perhaps in the conversations you will share and in your own reflective moments, you will ask the same questions. Was 2023 a good year or a bad year? What will 2024 bring? Do you make a New Year's resolution? Or like me, have you given up on making resolutions? Because it can become so disheartening when we fail. Why not set a more general, less definite target? One that's more achievable and realistic. And at a national level, what are the predictions for the year to come? Encouraging or not so? Will it be good or will it be bad? Now, over the Christmas period, as well as lots of carols and music that as Christians we associate with, no doubt you've heard lots of other Christmas songs too, and if you're going around the supermarkets, you'll hear the same old jingles coming out time and time again. But one Christmas song that was originally a bit of a failure actually, but it became a huge success, was the John Lennon hit written in 1971, expressing hope for the end of the Vietnam War. You probably know it. And a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, let's hope it's a good one, without any fear. Let's hope it's a good one, without any fear. And this could so easily apply now, and probably why it's retained its popularity and speaks to us. It speaks into our lives right now. Would it not be wonderful if 2024 could be a year where no one lived in fear? Where no one was hungry or cold or homeless or having to deal with bombs flying overhead? But in our own personal lives, or in the life of this church, can we ever truly say a year was a good one or a bad one? Or is the answer maybe? Of course, we will judge a moment, a day, a period of time as being good or bad. But a moment, a day, a period of time is a fragment of the whole story of our life. Let me share the story of the Chinese farmer written by Alan Watts. Once upon a time, there was a Chinese farmer who lost a horse, a very special horse upon whom he depended. It simply ran away. And all the neighbours came around to console him that evening. And they said, "That really is too bad." And the Chinese farmer said, "Maybe." The next day, the horse came back, running into the Chinese farmer's fields, followed by 7 wild horses. And all the neighbours came around, filled with joy, and said, "Well, that's great, isn't it?" And the Chinese farmer said, "It may be." The next day was a fine day, a good day for riding, and the farmer's son set about trying to tame one of these wild horses. I think you know where I'm going with this one now, don't you? Whilst riding it, he was thrown from the horse and broke his leg. A trip to the hospital and a plaster cast was required. The neighbours came round in the evening to console the farmer and to say, "Well, that's too bad, isn't it?" And the Chinese farmer said, "Maybe." The next day, the conscription officers were in the area recruiting for the army. They came to the farmer's house to recruit his son, but they had to reject him because he had a broken leg. And all the neighbours came round in the evening and said, "Isn't that wonderful?" And the Chinese farmer said, "Maybe." The Chinese farmer appears to be somewhat indecisive about how things are in life. Alan Watts goes on to say that the whole process of nature is an integrated process of immense complexity. And it's impossible to tell sometimes whether anything that happens and it is good or bad, because you never know what the consequences will be of the misfortune, or you will never know what the consequences are of good fortune. A bit simplistic, I would propose, but there is a snippet of truth in what he says. I'm not suggesting that some years are not better than others or more painful than others, because they are. We will look back in our own lives and recall years with fondness or great sadness. But let us not make a final conclusion by compartmentalising our lives into one particular year, but looking at the whole. Tomorrow, New Year's Day, is the date the church commemorates the naming of Jesus. The gospel reading is repeated from today, which concludes with an act of obedience from Mary. She names the holy baby with the name the angel Gabriel had instructed her to do so. Jesus. Jesus means God saves. God rescues. God saves you. God saves me and anyone else who calls on him. And it is in Christ where our lives will ultimately be determined. Here is the faithfulness and mystery of God. Our lives will ultimately be determined not by our circumstances, how we feel, whether things have been good or bad, Our lives ultimately determined by Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, the Holy One of God, whose name means God saves. The one who came to us as a babe, so weak, and yet is Lord of humanity. Amen.